This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A judge sentenced former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin to 22½ years in prison for the murder of George Floyd, a black man whose dying gasps under Chauvin's knee led to the biggest outcry against racial injustice in the U.S. in generations. Judge Peter Cahill handed down the sentence, which is 10 years more than sentencing guidelines recommend, Friday afternoon.
The court commits you to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 270 months. That's 270. That is a 10-year addition to the presumptive sentence of 150 months.
The punishment is less than the 30 years that prosecutors had requested. With good behavior, the 45-year-old Chauvin would qualify for parole after serving two-thirds of his sentence, or about 15 years. A jury convicted Chauvin of second-degree murder, unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter for pressing his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 9½ minutes. Bystander video of the incident led to protests worldwide and scattered violence in Minneapolis and other cities. Rescuers continue to look for survivors of a collapsed building near Miami, Florida, that has left at least 4 people dead and scores of others missing. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The wait is so difficult for Joshua Spiegel, whose mom Judy is missing.
We understand this is going to be an extremely long process and that this excavation may take weeks, if not longer, and we're going to be here fighting every second.
As to what caused the deadly collapse, Governor Ron DeSantis says it will take plenty of time to find that out.
Anyone who was affected by this directly wants that answer, but also we need to know, is this a bigger issue or is this something unique to the building?
First responders are using dogs and microphones.